The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I actually just dove head into the world, and I just found myself in a very dark place. I found myself pregnant. Mm. I didn't even know who the father was. Mm. And here I had been a pastor's wife. Yeah. I'd been raised in church my whole life, and I thought, how did I get here? Yes.
Melissa Goff shares her personal journey that reveals how our darkest moments can be transformed. Next.
Everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and I am so glad you're here, and I'm so glad you're here with me again.
It's
Belinda
so fun.
Lane. Belinda Lane, you've seen her on TV, you're seeing her on TV now, and she's such a blessing, and I'm glad you're here again with me.
Thank you, Tammy. Yeah. I mean, it is just really so fun to get to do this with you.
I love it. I'm telling
you, I just want to say, you're really gifted. The Lord uses you in really amazing ways. And it's been an honor to get to be beside you a couple of times. Really fun.
Thank you.
And of course, I love this ministry. It's amazing to be a part of a ministry that is changing so many lives around
Absolutely.
The world.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think just what you said, it's that sisterhood, especially. That means a lot. Your words mean so much to me, and I'm grateful for it. And I think that's the beauty of sisters in Christ and the gift of friendship and relationship. And we've only known each other for a short time.
But it feels like a lot longer.
I know it. But I think that's the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. When you seek out relationships that are of Jesus, where you sharpen each other and you grow, that is the gift. And you've been a gift to us. And now this ministry, doing some shows with me, I'm grateful for you. And grateful for you and glad you're watching. But what happens when your entire life shatters and falls apart and you wonder if it's too late for restoration? When pain from your past collides with a present that feels unrecognizable and hope seems out of reach. Today's guest knows that feeling all too well. She's lived through heartbreak, loss, deep regret, but also discover the healing power of God's grace. She's written a book all about it. It's called It's Not Beyond Hope, Healing Your Shattered Life. Please welcome my friend, Melissa Goff. I'm so glad you're
so
here.
Exciting.
I have been waiting to have you on the show and to be able to tell your story. It's crazy. There is so many.
You know those stories that you hear, and you hear the story and you're like, oh, you should write a book.
Yeah.
You are the definition of you should write a book, and you did, which is amazing.
You should write a book. This should be a movie. You don't want to miss any of this. Mm. I'm telling you, I believe there are some people that are watching right now that God is about to maybe set you free. He's about to give you something that you need today that maybe you have been looking for a very long time. Maybe some answers, maybe something, a breakthrough. And here is a sister that has gone through some things, and it's not wasted. Nothing is wasted. And I believe God will use this in your life today. So sit tight. I believe God wants to speak to you through my friends. So let's start in your teenage years.
Yeah.
If we wanted to go all the way back to being a teenager, meeting a young guy, falling in love.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us all about that.
All right. I was 15 years old and I met this guy on stage. He was singing and I fell madly in love. And at 18 years old, 10 days after high school that I graduated, we got married and we started a life, and we just thought we were going to take the world by storm.
Sure, yeah.
We thought we're going to have it all, we're going to do it all, we're going to be it all, and we just, you know, we thought we had the world by the tail. And so we just start pastoring a church after a couple of years being married, and we were young. We thought we knew what to do because my dad was a pastor. His dad had always been evangelist, preacher, and so we thought, well, you know, ministry, why not? We'll just do what we think we, you know, have watched our whole life. This can't be too hard, right? So we jumped into ministry. We didn't really have the right tools and the great communication skills that we needed. And we really found ourselves, after 7 years of pastoring our church and 10 years of being married, we found ourselves in a really desperate situation. But one of the things that I do see that happens a lot of times, maybe even in ministry, is where we didn't feel like we had anybody to go to. We are supposed to be the answer for other people's problems. Yeah. But where does the pastor go for answers or for problems that they're having? And so the last couple of years of our marriage, my husband, his behavior became very erratic. And I kept telling him, this isn't normal. You're sleeping is not normal. You don't sleep for days on end. And then I find you in the bed crying, and I can't get you out of bed because you're depressed. Wow. And emotions were up and down. I didn't know what I was going to get for the day because it was such a roller coaster of emotions. And I kept saying, there's something wrong. And he kept going, you're right. You're driving me crazy. And and so when everything imploded, my husband had a moral failure, and he actually had an affair with one of my really good friends.
Okay.
So we completely fell apart. Mm. I mean, it was a devastating end to our marriage. And at that time, my husband became suicidal, and he actually realized how desperate of a situation he was in. So he did go for counseling at that point in time, and they diagnosed him manic depressive bipolar. Which answered a lot of questions in my mind. I was like, I knew this wasn't normal behavior. Well, my husband, he went on this healing journey of saying, God, I don't know how I got here and how I've made the decisions like I've made in my life. And so he went on a healing journey, which I'll get to in a little bit. But me, I kind of went the opposite direction. I had been raised in a pastor's home. Then I had been a pastor's wife. So I was mad at my husband. I was mad at my friend. I was mad at God. Like, I've served you my whole life. How did this end up the life that I'm living right now? So I actually just dove head into the world, and I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna go. And I've always loved dancing. It's just been something I've always loved. But I was from the Pentecostal denomination, so it was taboo. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna go dancing.
I'm gonna do all the things that I was not supposed to allowed to do,
right?
Because I'm out.
Right.
And I think
right.
so many of us get to that place when we're mad at God, especially. Mm-hmm. Then I don't care. You don't think about the consequences.
No.
So I'm out, and I'm gonna do everything that I've been told not to do. Anything you tell me that I can't do, I'm going to do. That's what you did.
Expectations in your life of what your life was going to look like, and none of it was panning out.
That's right.
And so it's like, well, if it's not going to pan out, then I'm then why should
I
care?
What's it for?
Exactly.
What does it matter?
Sure. Yeah. So I just started clubbing. I started going, hanging out with all the wrong people. And the thing that they say about show me your friends, I'll show you your future is so powerful. Yeah. I want you to know that surrounding yourself with the wrong people, it just drug me down into a life of, they introduced me to alcohol. I was drinking all the time. They introduced me
to bad company corrupts good morals.
Exactly.
The scripture says that.
And they introduced me to drugs. I started using crystal meth.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, I could dance, you know, all night long, and I was even better, you know, when I was drinking and on drugs.
Right.
And but it led me in a spiraling lifestyle out of control. And I was just medicating my pain, just trying to medicate the holes that were in my heart. And I was sleeping with all the guys thinking that they're going to give me the love and acceptance that I'm looking for and that I haven't found. And I just found myself in a very dark place. I found myself pregnant. I didn't even know who the father was. And here I'd been a pastor's wife. I'd been raised in church my whole life, and I thought, how did I get here?
Yes.
Well, my husband, I said his journey was different. He was leaning into God. He was trying to find his way, and God miraculously healed him. He used the scriptures. He used the word of God. God gave him a plan of discipline in his life of just leading every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And he did that on a regimented time frame of every 30 minutes, then every hour after a certain amount of time, and then every, you know, 3 hours after a certain amount of time. And he was diligent in his just healing journey. And God rewired his mind. He healed him completely.
Amen.
And
incredible.
30 years later, he's never had a bout of depression. He's never had a bout of anxiety. He is completely and miraculously healed.
Amen. How did that change your relationship?
Well, when I found myself hitting rock bottom, it was then that I actually went to my husband, and he was the one that kind of took my heart, and he loved me unconditionally.
Wow.
And when I had the abortion, because I made the decision to not keep the baby, I was devastated. That was my rock bottom. He loved me, and he held me, and he showed me a love that only Jesus could show me. And I just thought, this, I don't think I'll ever find a man that loves me like this man loves me. And I also saw the difference. He wasn't the man I divorced. He was the man that I fell in love with at 15 years old. And I saw this old rekindling, like, oh, you're back. And I saw what God had actually done in his life. And so I just, you know, we started being friends, and we started laughing again and having fun again, and we started dating again, and God miraculously got us back together, redeemed us, restored our marriage, and we absolutely got back together and remarried And it was a beautiful story. I mean, I'm not going to say it was butterflies and rainbows. I mean, there was a lot of work. There was a lot of baggage. We had, you know, the backpack, the fanny pack, the roll-on.
we had a lot of baggage that we had hurt
each other in such a drastic way. So we went through extensive marriage counseling to get it right this time and to get the tools that we needed in our lives to be able to just have a successful marriage this time, because we weren't gonna mess this one up again.
One of the things you talk about that that impacted me a lot too was everything you've gone through in your marriage, the choices that you made, how he came back to the Father and just set a fire. You saw that, and it began to do a breakthrough in your own life. It brought you back to Jesus, and then the two of you began healing, and God began to restore your marriage. But what wipes me out is the part where only a few months later was it that you were in a horrific car accident where your 9-year-old son was killed. And I'm telling you that at that moment, I think, oh, God, like, why? Like, I think I would be like, why?
Right.
I've gone through all of this. I've gotten this far. I'm restoring my life. I'm doing everything right. And then this, how do you reconcile a good God with a moment like that?
Exactly. It is a moment of questioning your faith, questioning everything. I've done everything that I knew to do to bring myself back to a place of being obedient to him, of being in the life that I know he called us to. Yeah. We wanted to have a church that it's a church that cares where you're going, not where you've been. And we've made that the motto of our church for our own lives, to just accept people and love people right where they're at and know that there's hope and redemption for them. And so when we started the church, 4 months after starting the church is when we had a horrific car accident. But not only was Brandon killed in that car accident, I was in the passenger side and I wound up on top of the boys in the back seat. And in that, I sustained so many injuries myself. I must have hit the dash or something with my face because my face was completely crushed.
Wow,
I had no cartilage left in my nose.
Wow.
They had to cut me from ear to ear and pull my face off in two reconstructive surgeries. And they had to rebuild my nose with the grafting from my skull bone to give me a new nose. They had to replace the plates with, I mean, they replaced, you know, the eye sockets with plates and screws to just put them back together. My face was like a jigsaw puzzle to put back together.
You're a walking miracle.
I am a walking miracle. I have plates and screws in my neck. I broke 2 vertebrae in my neck, and I have 14-inch rods, titanium rods down my back where I broke 3 vertebrae in my back. So I was unconscious, and I come to, and that was the first thing that I find out coming to was that my son, Brandon, was killed. And I remember hearing that and experiencing the worst horrific moment of my life. And I'm pulling tubes out and I'm screaming and I'm thinking, if I can get to my son, I can save him.
Yes.
But in that moment, they came in and they sedated me with morphine and they kind of knocked me out. But I just knew when I came back, I was like, okay, God, I can't do this on my own. I'm not going to be able to heal, because of course, my body is just broken into a million pieces, but it had nothing. The pain of that had nothing compared to the brokenness of my mommy's heart, of my son being ripped from my life. And I just think, God, why did you leave me here? Why would I be in this kind of condition and this kind of pain? Why didn't you let me go be with Brandon? And I remember him specifically saying, I left you here on purpose with a purpose.
Wow.
And when he whispered that to my heart, I was like, okay, God, I'm going to make it my life's mission to not waste this pain. I'm going to make it my life's mission to let people know that they can live beyond the pain of a loss of a child. And they can not only have hope after a marriage that's been just destroyed and back together and God restored that. A lot of marriages never, ever make it through a loss of a child.
That's when we know
that God super glued us back together. I mean, he just miraculously did such an amazing job on our marriage. And I just had to keep my focus on saying, God, you're the one that healed our marriage. You can heal my heart through this too. And I have to hold on to you. You've never left me, but that's the only way that I'm going to make it through this is holding on to you. And I remember being in my hospital bed, tears just rolling down my eyes and just thinking, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it another day.
Yes.
And I would just have to raise up my hands like I'm holding on to him, because
praise
I couldn't
God.
Make it
yes.
without the praise and the worship
yes.
saturating my heart and holding on to knowing that eternity was going to be with my son.
Yes.
And God was going to carry me through these moments that I wouldn't have him on earth with me.
I've been there so many times, Melissa, you know, where I can remember being in church too and feeling like I just didn't have the strength. Mm-hmm. And like holding my own hand up one time, because I'm like, I know that if I praise, if I worship, it will push back the darkness that mm-hmm. I'm feeling right now. Mm-hmm. And so I would tell myself, even if you don't feel right now, like you want to do this or the presence of God, just
you push through that.
Push through it. Exactly. And I would just sometimes just hold up my own hand so till I could finally let go and find the strength to just worship and praise mm-hmm. God in those moments, because it does push back the darkness. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what you did in that moment. And I think for people that feel so much pain right now, maybe feel like their life is too messy, maybe they feel too far gone, you're the one person I think that could speak to them that might feel like that. What would you say to somebody that just feels like it's great for her, but it's too late for me?
There isn't a life that's too far gone. If anybody knows that, I know that, because Amen. I knew all the things to do right and I walked away. It wasn't like I just did it innocently and like I didn't know better. I walked away and I rejected the life that I knew that God had called me to. And when he was able to just wipe all that away and forgive me, I was like, who am I to ever even stand in a pulpit and give the opportunity to even speak to people? But I was like, man, okay, God, if you can do this for me,
yes.
as low as I've gone,
yes.
and I'm not even scratching the surface of really where I went to in the darkness that I went to. And I was like, God, if you can do this for me, there isn't any person that's
right.
too far gone. Every day when I didn't want to get out of bed, when I didn't want to keep living, God, you were right there. He's close to the brokenhearted. He never leaves us. He
yeah.
never forsakes us.
That's right.
And when we hold on to him, he shows up for us.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yes.
In the little things, the whispers, the moments, he's always there to bring that comfort and that peace and that direction that we need in our lives.
Scripture says, yes, he's near to the brokenhearted, but he saves those whose spirits are crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're watching today and you feel like your spirit is absolutely crushed, you've run out of words, you don't even know what to pray anymore, but you're sitting there in that space and you're feeling something, you're feeling a tug. God is doing something in your life, in your heart right now. I believe Holy Spirit is wanting to set you free from whatever it is that took from you, that tried to rob from you, that mm-hmm. stole from you. And he's wanting to replace that with something that is whole. He wants to restore your life. He wants to restore the broken pieces of your life. He says that he will go everywhere he needs to go to pick up those scattered pieces. Mm-hmm. Everywhere that you have been scattered and shattered, he will pick every one of them up and he collects them in a jar, in a bottle.
Yes.
He knows every single tear that you have shed, that you have cried. He's in every detail of your life right now. You might feel overlooked, you might feel abandoned, but you can never interpret your numbness as God's absence in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is with you right now, and I believe he wants to walk out whatever it is you're still hanging on to. You're still holding on, asking God to take it, but you're still hanging on to just a little bit. Let it go today. Surrender everything.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender it. And I want to let you know that we want to be here for you through that. So how can we do that? Pick up the phone. Call that number on your screen right now. Let us pray with you. We might not have all the answers, but we do know the one that does. And we will always point you to Jesus, who will be the answer to all the questions you have. So let's start there. Let us come alongside you and pray with you. If you feel without answers, we're going to pray with you today. Go online. Please make that call right now. And I want to tell you too, this book, It's Not Beyond Hope by Melissa Goff. There's a lot of stuff we couldn't cover. There might be some things in this book that will really be able to help you. Some tools that she talked about that she needed and didn't have, they're going to be in that book to help you walk this next season of your life out. So make sure to pick up a copy of that. And as I transition, the truth is there is a lot of people in this world that feel like there's a lot of pieces of their life scattered all over, and they've been praying and looking for answers and trusting God for provision, for healing, for restoration. And just as we sit here today, there are millions of people all around the world that are struggling right now, maybe asking God to come through to be the answer. And He is the answer. He is the very source of living water. And what they need right now is our help to step in to say, we've got some tools, we've got some answers for you. So take a moment and watch this, and we'll come out on the other side and wrap this up.
When you give them the mineral water, they will come down with diarrhea.
Confirm speed when you're ready for John to talk.
Oh my gosh. This one's even worse than the last one.
You know, you are because of the couple. So, yeah, you want to see, yeah, you to a young shaker. A woman, a car, winker, yeah, for ye no, at all, nor a big couple who force it come home. For a tidy in is a four in is a dough. Eh, I may pet that the oak, a good dog, or no good pros, a good ye are poor at the queen.
Thank you. Now, if I were about to drink this water, I would hope that you would tell me, no. No, don't do that. Unfortunately, I can't tell Comfort no, because it is the only water source they have. Friends, we have to be able to tell them no by giving them a solution, by caring enough to make a difference. And we can. We know what the solution is, but it takes all of us. We need your help to make it possible for Comfort to say no.
Father, I just want to say a prayer right now for Comfort and for all of those precious people right now. Jesus, you are the ultimate source of living water, and they need you desperately, and they need clean water desperately. I know that you can make a way where there looks like it's impossible, like there's no way we could turn this around. But Father, you've given James and Betty the tools so many years ago. And that's overflowed into our lives to be able to speak to this, to be able to go all over the world and see it firsthand. You give us passion for it. You give us vision for it. And you've given us the tools to know how to change this for people. So Father, I pray for Comfort right now and those children and those families in that village and beyond. That you would help us come together and make a way for her, Father, that she would feel your provision right now, wherever she is in this moment, that she would feel your presence in her life, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you've given us these opportunities to help people. You've allowed us to step in when we can and help people. And may we respond to that today in Jesus' name. If you're listening today and you are in a position to give, then my heart would just say, would you just do it? Don't hesitate. Just step in. There are people in need right now that need us desperately. And let me tell you what that's going to look like. It's so simple. We're wanting to drill 350 wells in 20 nations, and we can do it. We've drilled over 8,000 wells so far. It's an incredible opportunity, incredible outreach. But today, what we need is for you to come alongside us. So for $48, you will help provide water for 10 people for the rest of their lives. For $144, you will help provide water for 30 people for the rest of their lives. And if you can do today $4,800, guess what? You're going to drill a well for that entire village for probably about 1,000 people for the rest of their lives. Come on, let's get involved. Awesome. Every one of us, let's do something today to change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people all around the world by bringing them water for life.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late.
With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Physical Health, a Bible-based collection of 52 prayers designed to bring strength, healing, and renewal to every area of your body. Covering a wide range of physical needs, this beautifully crafted book encourages intimate conversations with God. With a gift of $100 or more, you may request the Armor of God Tumbler Set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with Ephesians 6:11, are a practical and meaningful way to carry a reminder of God's strength and protection throughout your day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I hope you're going online and giving the best gift that God has laid on your heart today to give. I'm so glad that you're here. Wasn't this good?
This was so good. I mean, truly, your story has been so enlightening and so encouraging. But even you, Tammy, and I, we were saying earlier, it's you both have experienced such devastating loss, and to see the hope that resides in both of you. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to know, where can someone find this book? Because It's Not Beyond Hope needs to be in everyone's hands. Yeah, not even for somebody who's gone through as much as you've gone through, but every single one of us have had brokenness in our lives. Right, we could all use encouragement about hope.
Good. And they know somebody that they can give the book to. That's what I love about it. But they can find it on my website, melissagoff.com, or they can go straight to Amazon and just pull it up and find it there.
Get the book. Get the book. Girls, I'm glad you're here. I've had such a great time. I pray it was a blessing in Jesus' name to every single one of you today. We'll see you next time on Life Today. Bye-bye.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs. Visit LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
This is not a strange part of a believer's life. This is something the Holy Spirit still does today.
The God you need to know tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.